Good evening. I'm your host. Welcome to a Gator Swamp News, where the air is dry, the tone is distinguished, and the headlines bite.
Hi, and I'm your panelist, joined today by our guest.
Hi there. All right, let's kick this off before I lose my nerve.
Thanks. All right, let's get to work.
Because clearly, I wasn't already moving at light speed.
Sure, because apparently I needed to go even faster than already absolutely hauling.
Might we move on to a new topic now, if you please?
And exploring the shopping scene bags, arcades, and storefronts, Trevor and his best friend Aaron had been excitedly discussing their upcoming weekend adventure for the past week. After months of saving up their allowance, they had finally saved enough money to hit the town and go on the shopping spree of their dreams. First, they hit the mall, and it was all they could do to control their excitement. Everywhere they turned, there were glorious storefronts, and it was all they could do to control their urge to buy everything in sight. They each took a shopping bag and started collecting items, not really paying attention to the prices. Eventually, they had filled their bags with all sorts of goodies and decided to take a break by heading to the video game arcade. Aaron was an expert at most of the games and was soon beating the high scores. He was so good that Trevor quickly forgot about shopping and was soon lost in the world of space shooters and car racing. They stayed there for hours, Trevor laughing at Aaron's horrible jokes as he won game after game. Finally, it was time to go, and although they had spent most of their money, they still had enough to buy a few treats to take home. They walked back to the mall, still grinning from their time at the arcade. As they stepped through the doors, Trevor was hit by a wave of nostalgia as he remembered all the times he had been to this place with different friends and different experiences. He could almost feel the invisible threads connecting him to all of them. As they emerged from the mall, they were each carrying a bag full of things they had picked up during their shopping spree. They had had a great time, and Trevor was already looking forward to the next time he and Aaron would go on a shopping spree.
What interesting items did Trevor and Aaron pick up during their shopping spree?
The story says they filled their bags with all sorts of goodies, but it never specifies any actual items, so I can't reliably name what they picked up. If you meant the question as a prompt for inference or creative elaboration, I can suggest plausible purchases, games, snacks, gadgets, clothes. But that would go beyond the text. Do you want answers strictly based on what's written, or should I invent a few? Interesting items, consistent with the mall arcade setting.
Sure, go ahead and invent a few plausible items they picked up during their shopping spree.
Might we, at long last, proceed to a new topic?
See, the Knicks championship parade unfold fans gathered in Manhattan on Thursday to cheer on the NBA champions at a parade that has been 53 years in the making.
What's the vibe like at the parade after such a long wait?
It's likely a mix of ecstatic release, disbelief, and raw pride more. We finally made it than routine celebration, because a 53-year wait turns a parade into something close to a civic holiday. That said, the headline frames it as if the Knicks are NBA champions, which, to my knowledge, hasn't happened recently. So the vibe depends on whether this is a real championship parade or a hypothetical incorrectly reported event. Are you asking about an actual parade you're watching attending right now? Or reacting to this specific article's claim? If you share the link or a bit more context, I can be more precise.
Might we proceed to a new topic now, if it's all the same to everyone?
Ukraine strikes Moscow refinery in large-scale drone attack. The attack, which shut down the capital's airports for several hours, was part of an escalating campaign to bring the conflict home to Russians.
Ukraine's drone attack on Moscow suggests an escalation in targeting key Russian infrastructure. The ability to penetrate deep into Russia may indicate improved capabilities or intelligence. This could harden Putin's stance or lead to domestic unrest. Likely, we'll see reciprocal actions from Russia, intensifying the conflict further.
That reading is plausible, especially the signaling value of hitting high-profile infrastructure and the implication of improved planning, routing, or intelligence. But it risks overclaiming from a single strike about a step change in capability. I'm also not convinced it necessarily leads to domestic unrest. Disruptions can just as easily rally public support around the Kremlin amid heightened security messaging. Reciprocal Russian retaliation is likely, but Russia has already been striking Ukrainian infrastructure heavily, so the marginal intensification may be more about target selection and tempo than a new phase. When you say escalation, do you mean a shift in Ukraine's policy towards sustained strategic infrastructure targeting, or simply the growing frequency range of drone raids? And what evidence do you have that this attack significantly changes Putin's constraints compared to prior strikes inside Russia?
A fair critique. Thank you for the nuanced pushback. By escalation, I meant the growing frequency and range of drone raids rather than a formal policy shift towards sustained strategic infrastructure targeting. The evidence for this attack significantly changing Putin's constraints is indeed limited. As previous strikes inside Russia, like the Moscow residential building hit, did not lead to major shifts in his domestic standing or policy. This attack, however, could still have symbolic value in demonstrating Ukraine's reach and intent. Do you think there's a threshold of such attacks that would force Putin into a more defensive posture domestically?
Might we proceed to a fresh topic now, if you please?
On this day, Shoreline Amphitheater, 6619-89, Foolish Heart, Jack Straw, Alabama, Getaway Queen Jane, approximately, Cold Rain and Snow, Little Red Rooster, Hey, Pockyway, Ico, Ico Samson, and Delilah Cumberland, Blues, Saint of Circumstance, He's Gone, Drums the Wheel, I Need a Miracle, Stella Blue Around, and Around Good Lovin', U.S. Splooze.
That's a solid set list. What stands out to you about this show?
It's definitely a crowd-pleasing song, forward set list with lots of familiar party material. But I'd hesitate to call it especially adventurous. Outside of the post, drums run Wheel, Miracle, Golf. Stella, it reads pretty standard for mid-89. The first set in particular leans heavily on Bob Band Energy's Rooster, Hey Pocky Way, Ico, rather than deep exploration, which is great if that's what you want. For me, the standout on paper is the emotional contour-laden set-to with He's Gone into Stella Blue, which can elevate an otherwise straightforward night. Do you mean solid, as in reliable fun? Or are you hearing standout versions jamming that I'm underrating here?
Your analysis nails it, the emotional contour in set-to, and especially with Gone into Stella Blue, really elevates things. Are there standout moments or jams in this show that make it exceptional beyond just the set list?
That's a wrap for today. Shall we pull a magic trick and vanish?
Hi, aye. Abracadabra, let's vanish like magic. Poof, we're already gone. Oh, wait, are we here?
Okay, thank you to our panelists. And thanks to you for listening. That's all for now. In the meantime, I invite you to return soon. There is more to share, and the story is still unfolding.